A crackdown in Iran opens the door for the gospel. A Christian radio station in Ecuador gets a welcome surprise. And a roundtable strategizes growth for the Czech church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's security chief says the public security plan will continue. It was used last year to arrest thousands of women and youth for violating Sharia law. Sat7's David Harder.
There's a great amount of disillusionment with what people see around them. They're dissatisfied with the economy, with the government, with the religious system.
The harsh crackdown may be having an opposite effect on the youth. David Harder says their team observed that
the young people seem to be drawn either toward a completely secular view of things or to sort of a negative and hopeless look. And so in between that, people are thirsty and they are watching Sat7 Pars, and we're getting tremendous responses from people who are coming to know the Lord, who are so appreciative of the programs that are training them.
The Sat7 Pars team has been experiencing rapid growth. Harder says they're planning to continue on that track.
They've got plans for the future to add some live shows. People in Iran have been asking for that because they want to engage with the host.
Next, lack of fuel is creating an access problem. After all, if you can't get to the unreached peoples of the world, how are you going to tell them about Christ? President of Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says the lack of aviation fuel needed to power Cessna aircraft is keeping missionaries and Bible translators from the field. Smith says that's why Wycliffe and many other organizations are purchasing the new Kodiak airplane.
The real innovation here is that this runs off of jet fuel. Has a totally different kind of engine, and jet fuel is available everywhere that the airlines fly, and pretty much nowadays that's everywhere.
I asked him if the fuel crunch is putting translation work in jeopardy.
Jeopardy is probably a good word. In some places, the supply of aviation fuel has been interrupted. I know for a fact in Indonesia, many aviation operators have just had to ground their aviation-fueled airplanes. You get back to going on foot, going on boat. Some places become inaccessible.
Funding for the first of four planes is completed and the second is close. Your help is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians in Kano State, Nigeria are still unnerved after a Muslim mob attack on Sunday. Shops and vehicles were burned on claims that a Christian had blasphemed the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Thousands of Christians were trapped in churches until police dispersed rioters. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
There has been tension in Kano and across northern Nigeria between Muslims and Christians, and so just hearsay that Muhammad had been blasphemed against was enough to stir people to violence.
Some of the sectarian tensions stem from the push to implement Sharia law in the region. With jittery nerves, people, particularly those involved in outreach, are laying low. Nettleton says,
it is dangerous to be a Christian in northern Nigeria, particularly if you're involved in outreach. Hundreds of Christians have now gone to the police station, they've gone to the military bases, saying, we believe this attack is not over, we believe there will be more violence, protect us from that.
Meanwhile, an unexpected but welcome extension will allow an HCJB Global shortwave station to stay running a year longer in Ecuador. It was scheduled to be dismantled to make way for an international airport, but will be allowed to run until October this year. Now they can continue doing test broadcasts in Europe and Brazil. HCJB Global Voice is one way to get God's word into people's homes, so later, the local stations can get involved in the community and make an impact for Christ. And Send International just held a church planning roundtable in the Czech Republic. About 30 people who are interested in planning a church of their own came to discuss different models that can be used in the country. The general population believe Christians are misfits in society, which makes church growth a challenge. The number of atheists has grown since the poll in 1991. However, Send is faithfully training believers, pray that the meeting will be instrumental in leading people to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.